You're listening to Bearcast Media, coming at you live from the Jack and Jones Strader Studio, part of the Electronic Media Division at CCM.
One, two, three, four. Yeah.
Hi, and welcome to Fontabelle Radio, week 8, I believe it is. I'm not sure about that, actually, but it's somewhere around there. So we've already been on the air 2 months, I'm assuming. That's pretty good progress. Very nice. So today we are... So I'm Jillian, your host, by the way, if you haven't met me before. We do have a co-host. We're waiting on her. She's not here yet. She's always late. So, which is okay. We figured it out. So she'll be along hopefully sooner rather than later because we have a super awesome show planned tonight. Not that we never do... I'm killing myself here. Not that we don't normally have a really awesome show, but tonight is super special because we're celebrating women, which I think is pretty fantastic. We don't really have a particular reason. I guess, actually, March is International Women's Month, isn't it? I'm pretty sure it is. So there we go. So we're ending the month with a bang. So as March comes in like a lion and out like a lamb, it also celebrates women, which is pretty awesome. So we, as a woman myself, and Haley will attest to this as well, her also being a woman, this is a celebration very near and dear to our hearts. Plus, I am like, girl bands are kind of my thing, so I'm super excited for the show tonight, because one of the part of the reason is because I had so much fun putting together this playlist, like, you don't even know. I actually, so what I usually do is I take potential songs, put them into one giant playlist, and it's usually like three hours, maybe something like somewhere around there. And I have to cut it down to like an hour, like somewhere in between an hour and 30 minutes, 40 minutes, something around there. But this time the playlist I started out with was, no joke, I'm not kidding here, 14 hours long, and I had to cut it down. So we had enough material to do an entire radio show for the entire semester, probably for our entire college careers, just for women. And who knows, maybe one day we'll, I hate to say this word because I'm in the startup community and we all hate it, but maybe we'll pivot one semester and decide to go to an all-girl radio show. We won't. At least I will. I don't want to eat my own words on that, but hopefully we will not. But figure, we're already called Fontabelle Radio, so we're close enough. We're one step there already. But, all right, so we started off the show today with Patti Smith Group and Till Victory from off of the Easter album. And hey, it's Easter this weekend, so there we go. So, Patti Smith is queen of rock and roll, so hang on. Excuse me. My allergies have been acting up super bad this entire week, so I'm going to apologize now. Oh, I'm tearing up. Hang on. I'm going to take a break from the mic. Actually, I'm just going to go ahead and... Ooh, hang on. Oh, man. I'm struggling over here tonight. Okay, so I'm going to... Ooh, I need to regain my... Ooh, regain my voice or something. All right. Well, that gives me a good excuse to go into the next set while we wait for Haley. Hopefully she'll be back within the next set. We're not... Ooh, man. I'm really struggling here. Ooh. Okay. I promise I'm not, like, deathly ill. I just have really bad allergies. So, all right. While I regain my composure, I'm going to go ahead and launch into the next set without a whole lot more talking because I'm about to kill myself here. All right. Here we go. We're going to start off with L7, who are another... awesome girl band. Actually, I think that they're considered to be the first of the Riot girl bands, and they were the ones in the 90s who were all, well, so they started off in the 80s, early 90s kind of thing. So they were one of the biggest influences of the Riot girl kind of scene there in the 90s. So we're going to start off with them, with their biggest hit, Pretend We're Dead.
they say, let us put man and woman together to find out which one is smarter. Some say men, but I say no. The women got the men beat, they should know anatomy. But the people, they say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today is smarter than the man in every way. There's a right, the woman is smarter. There's a right, the woman is smarter. There's a right, the woman is smarter. There's a right, that's right. Oh, ever since the world began, woman was always teaching man. And if you listen to my bit attentively, I'm gonna tell you how she smarter than he, anatomy. But the people, they say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today is smarter than the man in every way. Garden of Eden was very nice. Adam never worked in paradise. Eve meet snake, paradise thorn. She make Adam work from that day on, anatomy. But the people, they say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than the man in every way. There's a right, the woman is smarter. There's a right, the woman is smarter. There's a right, the woman is smarter. There's a right, there's a right. Oh, you meet a girl at a ballroom dance, thinking that she would stand a chance. Take her home thinking she's alone. Open the door, you find a husband home, anatomy. The people, they say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than the man in every way. Oh, yes, smart.
I hope you like feminist rants, because that's kind of my thing.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
when you
back.
See him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
cause
back.
Cause it's kind of big and he's awful strong.
Wait.
loose lips might sing ships, but loose kisses take trips to San Francisco, double dutch disco, tech TV hottie. Do it for Scotty, do it for the living and do it for the dead, do it for the monsters under your bed, do it for the teenagers and do it for your mom. Broken hearts hurt, but they make us strong.
We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened.
We're just dancing, we're just hugging, singing, screaming, kissing, tugging on the sleeve of how it used to be. How's it gonna be? I'll dropkick Russell Stover, move into the starting over house. You know Matt Rouse and Jester watching me achieve my dreams. And we'll pray all damn day, every day, that all this shit our president has got us in will go away. While we strive to figure out a way we can survive these trying times without losing our minds. So if you want to burn yourself,
remember that I love you.
And if you want to cut yourself,
remember that I love you.
And if you want to kill yourself,
remember that I love you.
Call me up before you're dead. We can make some plans instead. Send me an IM, I'll be your friend. Shysters live from scheme to scheme, but my fourth quarter pipe dreams are seeming more and more worth fighting for. So I'll curate some situations, make my job a big vacation, and I'll say fuck Bush and fuck this war. My war paint is Sharpie ink, and I'll show you how much my shit stinks, and ask you what you think, because your thoughts and words are powerful. They think we're disposable? Well, both my thumbs opposable, spelled out on a double word and triple letter score, and
we won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened.
We're just dancing, we're just hugging, singing, screaming, kissing, tugging on the sleeve of how it used to be.
Hi, welcome back to Fontabelle Radio. After set one, Haley is still not here. We're still waiting on her. Hopefully she gets here soon, because I have some fun stories to tell. And she would enjoy them. But she's being lame and late, so that's okay. We can make fun of her while we're gone. But, so, let's see. What did we have in that set? We started off with L7 and Pretend We're Dead. And so, I have a fun story about them. This was the fun story I was referring to earlier. But I debated whether or not it would be appropriate to tell. But I'm going to tell it anyway. So if you have children listening, actually it's not that bad. It's not that vulgar. It's just humorous, but in a way that, yeah, never mind. Okay. But so in 1992 they played a festival, and there were some technical difficulties with the audio equipment, and so the crowd got super rowdy and started throwing like mud on the stage because it was an outdoor festival. And so one of the band members, Donita Sparks, she just got fed up with the fans going crazy, and so she removed her tampon on stage and threw it into the crowd. And so now it's actually a really famous thing, and it's referred to as, this is a quote, the most unsanitary piece of rock memorabilia in history. I did not make that up. But so that's a fun story. While we're celebrating women, we can also celebrate the somewhat crazy ones, which Donita Sparks, I guess, after that controversy, could be considered one. So you learn something new every day, and now you learned a bit of controversy from L7's past. So you're welcome. And then after that, we had a much more straight edge person. We heard Joan Baez with Man Smart, Woman Smarter. That's a fun one. She doesn't usually sing like that in the accent, but I guess it's just it's a traditional folk song. So yeah, she is very not, yeah, she's very straight edge. She was actually, known in the folk community. So that's back when, in the 60s when pot was a big deal and no one would invite her to stuff because she would always flush the pot. So go from complete opposite, but she's still a very cool gal, world changer right there, the civil rights movement and all that. So, and then we heard Come On Eileen, and so we don't want to alienate the guys totally. Like, we still like dudes. Guys, we're still fans of you. I know that we're celebrating women, but we appreciate your contributions to society also. just as well. So we're not completely excluding the guys from this show. But so we have Dexy's Midnight Riders singing Come On Eileen. So it's still about a girl, but don't worry, dudes. You're still good. And then we also heard My Boyfriend's Back. So that's a... That's about dudes, kind of. I mean, I guess that's not the best positive image of the male, male society, but still, we don't want to alienate anyone. But so we hit, so that was The Angels. That is from a 63 single, I believe, 1963. And then we had a recent one, Cocktail Slippers with Keeps on Dancing, and that the single came out a couple years ago. That song's been out for a couple years at least, but the album that it was released on, People Talk, was just released last year. So that's a 2014 album on Wicked Cool Records, and we've talked about them before. They're cool people. They have Wicked Cool, they sign on a lot of girl bands and a lot of, like, so that's always a good thing. Yeah, and then we finish off with Loose Lips by Kimia Dawson. I think that maybe the first time we've heard an actual song from her, but we hear from her every week. She's the one who does our intro. So that's the 20th Century Fox fanfare that's her at the beginning. So that is not me. Someone asked me if that was me singing that every week, and it is not actually. That is Kimia Dawson. So she's the one who did the entire soundtrack for Juno, and that is a phenomenal soundtrack. So she's super awesome. So that was our last set. We're still waiting on Haley, to my knowledge. She hasn't texted me yet. I think I still get service here. So, yeah. Feel free to, if you want, tweet it. If you have, we won't, if you give us requests, we will look at them. I can't promise we will take them because, like I said, I have all of the playlists planned out way in advance. But if you have stuff you want us to talk about or comments or whatever, you can tweet at us or Facebook us. Both of those are Fontebelle Radio. Twitter, no spaces, obviously. But or you can always call in. We figured out a couple weeks ago how to figure out the phone system. It was the first time anyone had called, and we scrambled around for a long time to figure out how to get the phone on the air. So we know now very well. So you are more than welcome to call in if you have stuff to chat about. The number should be on the website when you go to listen, but I can say it here. It's 513-556-4529. So, and again, that's on the website. Feel free to call in, tweet at us. We like getting Twitter people because, for one, it comes, like, it notifies me directly to my phone. I think Facebook does too, but Facebook app sucks, so we'd never know about that, as everyone knows. But plus, we only have like 7 Twitter followers, so it would be fantastic if we got a little more activity on our page for that. So, yeah, you're more than welcome to do that. So we're going to continue our celebration of women in the next set, but we're not going to start off with women. We are actually going to start off with the Ramones. So enjoy the next set. I'll see you in 18 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's so easy for Polly. Everything's so easy for Polly. Ancient strings that feel like speed to her, such mild grace, a monument of tacky gold. They smooth her hair the cinnamon way, and they placed an ingot in her breast to burn cool and collect it. Fate holds her firm in its cradle, and then rolls her tender paws to save her. Everything's so easy for Polly. Of a name, the bravery's mistaken for the thrashing in the lake of a make-believe monster whose picture is fake. Margaret is the fragments of a name. Her love pours like a fountain, her love steams like rage. Her jaw aches from wanting, and she's sick from chlorine, but she'll never be as clean. A cool side of satin, Polly, Polly. Fingers at the cannery. Everything's so easy for Polly.
Keep her till the day that I die. I've got a girl in a box.
May I remind you, Slater, that no woman is your possession?
Say that just like you, so get the hell away. Empathetic. Swing!
Swing!
Tentpole! She's a babe.
She's magically babelicious.
She tested very high on the stroke ability scale.
Women. These chases, women.
$100 million. Wait, Mike says this should be a song about women. But then he said he don't know any women. I told him, yo, I know like 7 women. I know women, they like to go swimming. They like to drink tea. They like to think in the cool breeze. From the east on a beach or the west. Yo, women, they the best. Hey, yo, I think women really like diamonds. Yo, I think they don't usually like violence. They like to roll their eyes when I tell them I be rhyming. Broken dreams, yo, broken hymen. I just wanna burn a spliff and eat Thai, man. When I holler at them, they say it's bad timing. They smell great, I think about them real late. They're better than steak or high stakes. Poker, yo, women, they're loca. They're sometimes Spanish. When it's real late at the club, they vanish. With dudes after I warm them up with great jokes. They're the great hope, they're very dope. Sometimes they like to smoke. Sometimes they drink drinks with the little umbrellas in them. Sometimes women is venom. But sometimes women is like the best flower. Yo, women, yo, they got the power. Yo, women, they like to take showers. And when they let you take them with them, it's really awesome. Women used to watch Dawson's Creek. And they used to watch 90210. They like to watch shows. Some of them don't. They like to read prose. Some of them like to date pros. That's professionals. Others don't. They like to date maybe artists. Some women are bad and some are harmless. Women, you see, they got the harness. And they can harness all this power that they garnish. Women like to watch You Got Mail with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks. Women, you're great on behalf of men. Thanks.
Thank you, women.
I'm glad to be a part of your ranks. If you accept me, women.
These chases, women. They like that all the time. These chases, women. Yeah, women.
Welcome back to Fontebelle Radio. If you're just joining us, we are celebrating women today. So we're ending International Women's Month, which it is. Wait, Haley's with us now.
Hey.
So it is March Women's Month. Am I making that up?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know what month it is.
It's the end of March. Tomorrow is is today the 29th or the 30th? I think it's the 30th, right? Tomorrow's the last day of March, maybe.
It is. The 30th. Yeah, yes. Tomorrow's the last day.
Sweet. So almost April, and that's the last month of school.
Woo!
Woo! What is it? 3 more weeks in exam week? 4 more weeks altogether?
Given that I don't have a hell week or an exam week, I don't know.
Why do you not have a hell week?
They kick us out of our studios for senior capstone, so these next 3 weeks are going to be hell week.
Oh.
Basically.
So these, so you still technically have a hell week, but it's spread out over 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That sounds a little nicer. I don't know. I'm not in DAP, so I wouldn't know.
Yes.
We have a lot of crap projects due this week, or next week, or both, just because of Lidner Fast Track. We have, like, Project Innovation and Impact, both due on the same day, I think. I don't know. And they're all group projects, so it's not something that you can just, like, sit down and whip out.
Oh, yeah.
Which is frustrating. Yes. But so, okay, so that last set, we started off with Sheena is a Punk Rocker by the Ramones. And we had Margaret versus Pauline by Nico Case. Another power woman who, hey, you saw her live, right? And said it wasn't.
Yeah, it was really stressful. I don't know. Maybe she was just like in a really bad mood or something. But like, I don't know. She cut all her songs short and she was just kind of yelling at us. And then she kind of got like really diva and then she like kind of stormed off stage.
Yeah. So. I've heard she's not a particularly friendly person.
She's not a very gracious performer.
She's such a good musician though. So it's a shame that we have to like, oh, well. Oh, well, we'll give her grace because she's a good, she's a fabulous musician, fabulous recording artist, maybe not a performer. But then we had Girl in a Box, which is the Blake Babies. So that is, even though there was not a woman singing, that's Juliana Hatfield's band, or one of them. So it's Juliana Hatfield with John Strome. Is it Strome or Strom? I don't know. I've never actually heard his name spoken, so I don't know. I don't really know what he does other than tag along with Juliana Hatfield.
Yeah, that's true.
But then we had No Man's Woman by Sinead O'Connor. And that was from her 2000 album, Faith and Courage. That was her first studio album she had put out in 6 years. I don't know why, but... and we had Apathetic by the Lunatics. And that song... Okay, so for the longest time, I thought that song had come out recently. And today when I was like doing my research and double checking some of the facts, it actually came out in 1993.
Wow.
So I was like, whoa, they were ahead of their time. I guess they were part of the Riot Girl. I talked about that a little bit earlier.
Oh, okay.
But still, like they sound a lot more like, I don't know, like the Cocktail Slippers or someone like that than they do, what would be another Riot Girl? Than like Sleater-Kinney.
Yeah.
They're back together, by the way.
I know.
Actually, so is... Crap, I was just looking at this earlier. I think L7 is back together.
Seriously?
Yeah. But, so they like are just touring this summer in Europe, but not in America. They have like 4 dates in Germany, so I'm like, I should just go to Germany for the summer. I can do it. Yeah, because they said... They had something really funny on their website. It was like, yeah, all of your harassing us on here worked. We're finally back to this, like, home. L7, but yeah. So and then we ended with Women by Heems. That song gets me right. That's
my
fun.
Favorite song.
Was that your first foray into the Bearcast world? Didn't you request that on someone else's show?
Yeah, actually, probably we only have like 4 listeners, so like this won't like mean anything, but like mad shouts to Carson and Harrison, who were Red Door Radio here at
Bearcast, last semester.
And they let me request that song, and it was beauteous.
Yep.
I mean, like, obviously, like, yeah, I requested the song. Yeah, it wasn't like, I was just like, I want a song, and they played it.
Well,
like,
they're not like us when we're like, we're not taking requests.
Yeah, they weren't mean.
You can
like,
give us requests, but we won't, we will look at them, and that's the extent of that. Unless, like, we tell you what our, if we tell you what our theme is going to be next week, and then you request a song for next week, depending on when I make the playlist, then we'll accept a request if you have an idea for that theme, but not the day of.
What if you like left one space open for like one request?
I don't think we have enough listeners for that. Plus,
I feel like
I don't trust people. That too. I love you all, but I mean,
I'm frowning right now.
Yeah, Haley disapproves. Really, maybe we'll do that.
It's kind of like a super duper uptight way of going about it, but like,
cut me some slack.
You cut the listeners some slack.
Okay, let's start the next set because we're actually probably not. We're running on
running out of time.
Running over time. That's okay. All right, so we are going to start with Cat Power this next set.
I'm so excited.
Rolling. through the used condoms strewn on the piers off the west side highway, sunset behind the skyline of Jersey, walking towards the water with a fetus holding court in my gut, my body hijacked, my tits swollen and sore. The river has more colors at sunset than my sock drawer ever dreamed of. I could wake up screaming sometimes, but I don't. I could step off the end of this pier, but I got shit to do and an appointment on Tuesday to shed uninvited blood and tissue. I'll miss you, I say to the water, to the sun, a daughter I thought better of. I could fall in love with Jersey at sunset, but I leave the view to the rats and tiptoe.
Pretty much just do whatever Oprah tells me to.
Bye. words fail. Buildings tumble, the ground opens wide. Light beams down from heaven, she stands before my eyes. She's actual size, but she seems much bigger to me. Squares may look distant in a rearview mirror, but they're actual size as she drives away. Big men often tremble as they step aside. I thought I was big once, she changed my mind. She's actual size, but she seems much bigger to me. I've never known anybody like her. She's actual size, nationwide believe. She's got all the money money couldn't buy. She's got something special that someone left behind. She's actual size, but she seems much bigger to me. Squares may look distant in a rearview mirror, but they're actual size to her. Her face hangs in portrait on the post office wall. She's stuck in my heart now, where my blood belongs. She's actual size, but she seems much bigger to me. I've never known anybody like her. She's actual size, believe.
Welcome to Fontabelle Radio. We are back after the set, after I accidentally ended the last song a couple seconds short, but
oops,
that's okay. We'll survive. So, Let's see. We started off that set with Cat Power and Aretha Sing One For Me. So we're killing two birds with one stone there. Getting Aretha Franklin and Cat Power all together.
True.
And we had a slam poem by Annie DeFranco, because as cliche as it is, you really can't have a woman playlist without having Annie DeFranco in there somewhere. But I didn't have enough room to put a full song. Plus, that's a really good poem. So there we go. We have Rock and Roll Girl by The Muffs, also song about girls and by girls. So that's Kim Shattuck is the frontman for The Muffs and also writes all of the songs. So not only is she, so a lot of times like in the girl bands, it's all just for sex appeal, or it's like, oh yeah, we have a girl singer, so we can say we have a girl singer. But she's actually like, she runs the show. She is queen. And they're still making music and still touring and stuff. So, let's see. And then, where else do we have? One Fine Day by the Chiffons. And that is, not again, not we've got a lot of Two Birds with One Stone songs.
True.
So, not only is that a Chiffons song, but also Carole King wrote it. So, there was a huge... there was a lawsuit involving that song, but I don't remember what other song. Like someone... like, the Chiffons... or someone else... had a song that was had the same melody and sued, or in someone no like someone else had a song and the Chiffons sued them because and won because of it, like they like someone ripped off the, or maybe it's happening in the process, I don't know. We talked about it in Business Law. I don't remember what the song, what the thing going on, what the other act was, but. There's something surrounding that. And we have We Are the Pipettes by the Pipettes off of the album We Are the Pipettes.
Wow.
So that's an easy one. And we had Susie and the Banshees. Susie Sue's another queen of rock down in history. All of that. So that was Kiss Them For Me off of the Superstition album. So one of their later ones in 1991. And They Might Be Giants with She's Actual Size. So, that's
wow.
If you ever find a larger-than-life girl to keep, there you go. That could be your theme song. And then we had a local band. Had to throw a local band in there, the Tweens. Or just Tweens. I don't know if they have a the in there, but be mean for the Tweens. There we go.
Slash Tweens.
Slash Tweens. Yeah, we don't know. I've seen them live so many times. Because, I mean, if you live in Cincinnati, you have seen the Tweens at some point. If you pay attention to the music scene in Cincinnati, you have seen the Tweens at some point. Because they're always playing stuff. If you go to Shake It Records, you have seen them like 1,600 times. So, but yes. Shake It Records, cool place.
Very cool.
Very cool place. I haven't been there in a long time. Just take a record trip.
True.
Record store trip. All right. Any thoughts, Haley?
Nope. Trying to think.
Sweet.
Can't.
I think we're good. We're running over again. We just, like, are chronic running overs, which, that's okay. That means we have a lot to talk about and music to play, which
true
is
that.
Awesome. So, because music is the thing. It's a fun thing.
The thing.
The thing. Yeah.
It's us trying to be clean.
Oh my gosh, yeah. We would have... yeah. I feel like we've given up to a point.
Yeah.
Like... I mean, we've seen some of the stuff I've already played. Not too much. One or two songs per show that maybe break the rules a little bit. But not intentionally. Most of the time, I just forget to censor them. But
It's not like
rebellion. I'm intentionally, yeah. Yep. But, okay. So, well, on that note, we're going to continue. We have another band off of Wicked Cool Records coming up. So, to start us off.
Yeah. Tokyo. Good evening. Please welcome from Hollywood, California, the Queens of Noise, the Runaways.
Girls want to hear this, but the truth is 90% of the activities that women engage in revolve around getting a guy's attention, okay? And it's just the way we're built biologically. This is just something we do. We love to get your attention. It's part of the sport of it, all right? You think I go to a sports bar because I like warm beer and sticky bar stools? No, I go because there's guys there. You think I do a pub crawl every year because I like it when my liver hurts? No, I go because there's guys there. We don't wear heels for our circulation. We do it to prop up our butt so you'll look at me and want to mate with me. That's why we do it. This isn't a fucking game, all right? This isn't a push-up bra. It's body armor. And this ain't makeup, sweetheart. It's war paint. Let's make a baby.
Girls, we run this mother. Girls, who run the world? Girls, who run the world? Girls, who run this mother? 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 Girls, who run this mother?
Hi, you've tuned in to Fontabelle Radio, week 8, I believe. Right? Is it week 8? I said that earlier and I wasn't sure if it was right or not.
It's been a while. It's been many weeks, yep. For sure.
Sweet. Yeah, so if you're just joining us, we are celebrating women. So, in that last set, we started off with the Launderettes, What Would Joan Jett Do? Life motto. So, that's my theme song, I'm pretty convinced. So, theme song there. And then immediately following that, we had Queens of Noise by the Runaways, which, as most of you probably know, includes Joan Jett. So there we go. And they were the first, or at least one of the first, if not the first, one of whatever, they were a...
They were pioneers.
Yes, they were pioneers of the all-girl rock band thing after... Because figure after all, like, the 60s girl groups dissolved and those weren't really a thing anymore. All that was left was, like, disco queens.
Nah.
And we don't speak of those. But, so then we had the Runaways getting real with all of that. So, yes. That one was from their live... They never really hit it big in the U.S., but... They did in Japan. So they're, you know, everyone jokes like, oh, well, I'm big in Japan. They actually were big in Japan. So that was from a live in Japan thing. we had a clip from Eliza Schlesinger, who was actually on campus last week. So
did you see it?
No.
Why?
I was so upset because, well, I mean, I was doing actual, like, good things because we had TEDx on Friday. And so I was helping with rehearsals on Wednesday night. But I was so upset that I was like, of all the nights, like, I never have stuff going on at night. And of course, the one time I do is the time when my favorite woman comedian is here. She's probably my favorite comedian, like, my favorite modern comedian. Everyone else is dead. So.
Like who?
Like, John Belushi and Robin, now Robin Williams and... Steve Martin's still alive.
True
he
that.
Counts. He counts. Okay. So is Dana Carvey.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, we're good.
There's still some good ones out there.
There's a couple good ones. But they're all, like, super big, and I'm not going to be able to ever see them for free at TUC.
That's true.
So I missed my opportunity. And I'm super upset about that. Because I was also going to try to talk to her afterwards and be like, hey, we have a show on Monday nights if you ever want to call in. I doubted that would actually happen, but wouldn't that have been cool?
That would have been pretty sick.
That would have been awesome. So, like, we're playing clips of her, but what if we had the actual her? That would be awesome.
What if she's not as funny, like, when calling in, though, you know? Like, what if she, like, needs to prepare her material?
Still, it's a famous person. I mean, I think that we would get some street cred just for that.
Yeah, true.
But, yeah. And then, of course, we had Queen Bee.
Queen Bee!
Woo! That was super... That was, like...
Sorry, that was
weirdly.
Yeah. I'm feeling really tired, but she's like, obvs the best. So
yep, it would have been blasphemy to not.
Honestly, like, this whole playlist could have been Beyonce.
It easily could,
and
have
I
been.
Would have been totally fine with that.
We could have easily done that.
Oh my god,
so
I would
much.
Have loved that.
Maybe one day we will.
Can we just
do...
have a Beyonce day?
Yes, one of
well,
these days.
Well, you know,
we
like she has like B Day like on her birthday, but that already happened. So.
When is it? Oh, Haley's looking it up. So
I'm the worst Beyonce fan ever.
Plan for next year. Yes. Okay. So, and then we had, while Haley looks up what B-Day is, we had Dishy by Candy Pants. And that's...
It's September 4th.
September 4th. Okay. So next semester. Next semester. When does school start? Does it start
don't,
in
don't even talk about
August
that right
or September?
I don't want to know.
I don't know. Oh, actually, my roommate just texted me, and so she was letting us know as well. So, shout out to Benita, knowing Beyonce's birthday off the top of her head.
I used to know Beyonce's birthday.
It's in 1981 as well.
I have, like, the Happy B-Day playlist on my, like, iTunes. So, like,
yep.
I should have known.
Should have known. That's okay.
Forever pounding my head. It's okay. I'm like kind of...
We didn't have the show going at that point, so we didn't actually miss anything, technically.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. But yeah, so then we had Dishy by Candy Pants, also a theme song for when you don't only want to beat the boys, you also want to eat them. So. Then we had Valor... Haley's making a face in studio. but she sounds so innocent when she sings, though. That's the thing. Like, you don't realize that's what she's singing about, except... when you actually listen to the lyrics, then it's like, wait, this doesn't fit. So, yes. The innocent ones are the most dangerous. And then we had sure. Valerie Loves Me by Material Issue. And finished off that set with Feed the Tree by Belly. And that's one of my favorite songs of all time. So, and that's Tanya Donnelly is the singer slash frontman for that. She was also in a part of the Breeders. So she was a twofer.
Twofer.
Very cool. Twofer. All right. Awesome. We're actually somewhat on schedule. We're going to go over, but not as badly as we thought we would.
Why do we keep worrying about that?
That's true. I mean, we don't want to, like, have our listeners be like, it's 12:30, why are they still on?
But yeah, but they're not like, oh, it's 12:04, why are they still on? I'm pretty sure, like, no one really cares about that.
That's true. That's true. But on the chance that we ever do get
cited.
Someone, yeah. Well, that, I don't think anyone.
That's, if we were going to get cited, that's not what we would be cited
Yeah, I was
going
to say, like, I don't think that's ever going to be an issue. I think it would be more of that if we ever were to get someone have a show after us, we would be like not used to sticking to our time.
Honestly, we may want to consider switching our time for next semester.
We might. We probably will.
I think we should.
We'll figure it out. Just
we'll
since
keep
you, have
you updated.
Yeah, since we'll also see because we'll get maybe even a better time slot. Not that this is
better
actually
time slot. Well, one that I can, like, make it to 100%.
Yeah.
One that we can get more listeners. Honestly, like, a Monday night, maybe people aren't, like, really.
I think people just aren't up that late on Monday because it's Monday and everyone's exhausted.
Or they're not thinking about tuning into the radio.
That, too. Yeah. We'll figure. We still get. We got our small handful of loyal fans out there,
right?
Maybe. Possibly. I don't know. We need to do more promotional stuff. I think that just, like, no one knows about Bearcast. Even just in general, like
I didn't know about
Bearcast. I didn't either until we really started doing
it.
The
only reason I know about Bearcast was because of Carson. Like I wouldn't have known otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, so we need to do
pays
some
to
more
have friends.
Some more promotions. But yes. Awesome. I feel like I'm saying yes a lot.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Great. Okay. Have to switch up my interjections. Okay, so we have next set, our last set coming up. It's a short one. But so we're going to start with Letters to Cleo. And everyone enjoy.
If I'm wrong, I'll take the blame. Honey, I don't think that was Madame Bovary. I think it was Madame Overy.
Oh, no, you went there. Man, do my feet hurt in heels sometimes, and other things that women talk about.
You're the prettiest girl.
Hi, welcome back to Fontabelle Radio. If you are just tuning in, you got here fairly late. We are finishing up.
Too bad.
Too bad, so sad. Come see us next week. Then you'll get your fix. I need to check on what our schedule is for next week. I don't know what the theme is. I mean, I have it written down on, I have an Excel document for it, but
that's good.
Because I'm in business school and everything revolves around Excel documents.
I could make us like an Illustrator or
InDesign
document.
InDesign. We could do it. Yep. But so we're just finishing up our celebration of women.
Woo!
So finishing up. Originally, we didn't really have a reason to do it. We just like women, ourselves being them. But apparently March is International Women's Month.
That
so
doesn't mean like lesbian, BT Doves. Like, because you said...
Why would that be implied?
Because you said we like women.
Oh, but we do like women. We just don't like women.
Yes.
That's okay.
Keep
this
going.
Is, yeah. So our... Yes. We like women and men.
We're feminists.
We are feminists. Crush the patriarchy, which actually...
We support women.
We support women and men. We support everyone. We support gender equality.
Yeah.
It's because dismantling patriarchal norms helps men and women the same.
Yeah, like if my dad just would let like me or my mom choose the TV channel every now and then, like that would improve everyone's life.
Yes, exactly. So... All right. Let's see. That's set. We started off with Letters to Cleo with Come On. And that, I don't know if they really set as a single. I know it didn't come out on any, like, actual studio album. The album that came out of, it came out, was like a compilation of singles. But, because that was on 10 Things I Hate About You, which we've discussed before, I think, because it's a movie we both thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy. And Julia Stiles in that is fabulous. So, and so is Heath Ledger. But since we're focusing on the
and
women
Joseph
today,
Gordon-Levitt.
Oh my gosh, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. But yeah, she's adorable. There's the baby Joseph Gordon-Levitt, baby Heath Ledger. Yes. And then we had As Girls Go by Suzanne Vega, and that's off her 1992 album 99.9 Fahrenheit Degrees. And that title is a lot easier to type than it is to say. But, and then we had Year One by X because we needed a short song that we could fit and we're still going over, but that's okay. Because we have to have something with Exene Cervanka in it because she is like the most fabulous person in the world. I want to be her. Or I want to be her like circa 1980, maybe.
Yeah.
She's awesome. She's so cool.
Isn't she like in the Knitters or isn't that what like they did? As old people. They
could,
kind of, yeah, they did
be.
Like this weird like country thing. We have an album by them. I
Wait.
Don't really like it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did she? Huh. I
Maybe
don't know.
I'm just wrong. Well, now I need to check. But we'll tell you later.
Yeah.
Not now.
Yeah, and then we had The Prettiest Girl by Some Girls. So this is the second appearance Juliana Hatfield has made this show, but never as her solo Juliana Hatfield career. So we heard from the Blake Babies earlier. And now we're hearing from Some Girls, which is Juliana Hatfield, Heidi Gluck, and Frieda Love Smith. So.
True.
Then we finished that. Did you say?
Yeah. Exene Cervanka is in, or was in, The Knitters.
So
I don't
what is The Knitters?
Like,
you have to explain now.
I don't know. They are a Los Angeles-based, this is from Wikipedia, Los Angeles-based band who play country, rockabilly, and folk music. The Knitters' name is a play on the name of the folk group The Weavers, and apparently they formed in 1982, so that's not a new thing. So,
huh.
That's
my so
fun
funny.
Fact
so that
for
over,
the evening.
That's like right when they were doing X as well.
That's really weird.
That's so funny. Like from total like punk scene to country. That's hilarious
so
actually. She's yeah, she can do anything. Okay. And then we finished off that set
with No Doubt.
Yes, exactly. So, because of course we had to play that song specifically.
That's like my theme song.
Yeah. Apparently, she wrote because I always thought she was writing that about like a dude, as in like boyfriend or something. Apparently, she wrote that about her dad. Like,
huh.
I guess she was like driving home late one night, and he was like, and she was in her 30s or in her 20s, and he was still getting on her, like, you shouldn't be driving home that late or something, which, so, yes. That's, yeah. Or at least that's the story I heard. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, that
would make sense. It would make sense, yeah, with the stuff of the song. But, okay, so, we went very over tonight. Sorry about that, everybody. But, that's okay. You get more of us lovely people. So.
Who wouldn't want that?
Exactly. So, everyone have a lovely night. Come see us next week. We will figure out what the show is next week. And we'll be ready for it. So, everyone have a fabulous week. Hopefully, it'll stay springy. If you have allergies like me, stay sane and stand on your head to loosen up that congestion. I did that a lot today. So, all right. Good night, everybody.
Ciao.
Bruce Springsteen, Columbia Pop Audition, job number 79682. Mary, Queen of Arkansas, take one.
Too late, we can still infiltrate. The servants are just leaving. Well, Mary Queen of Arkansas, hear what skin is this even? Oh, you awake and wait to lie in bait, but you know you can't keep me from leaving. Because on your bed, Mary, I see the shadow of a noose. I don't understand how you can hold me so tight and love me so. And I know a place where we can go, Mary.
where I can get a good job and start out all over again clean. I got contacts deep in Mexico, where the servants have been seen.